One of the things that I miss now that I'm the assistant Rav in Yerushalayim is going to Rabbi Chazan Shalashudas. On Very Old Road. So whenever I get the opportunity, I do try and hear Rabbi Chazan. I spent half an hour or so with the Rav yesterday as we ate together by chuppah. And looking at the notes over here, it looks like it's going to be very geschmack. So without any further ado, over to the Rav, Rabbi Chazan, please.
Good evening. You said it's starting at 9 o'clock. I didn't say when it finishes. Chatzos is 1:13.
Okay. The item has permission to start leaving from 11.
Okay. Every year in my show, I always mention a story which the Holy Chiddush Harem would say to Chassidim every year on Purim. Amol, there was a nidrka mensch, a person, a low life, shvala ishim, who had committed naveir with every zoyna known in Poland. And suddenly he found out there was one zoyna on the other side of the country he never met. How much does he charge for his services? X amount of ruble, whatever. He put together money, with a vast amount of money, and he started his journey, a long journey. And he had to stay overnight somewhere, and he found up with a shtetl somewhere, it's in the middle of nowhere. And when he was there, he heard the Yidin staying by a Jew's house. They're kvetching and kruxing and complaining. What's the problem? The Poritz, who owns the entire estate, he's owed money by the Jewish community. And he said, if you don't pay me the amount due to me, he's expelling all the Jews from the estate. By Yom Mohaim, before there was a social network, you're thrown out, you put a die of starvation. And the Yidin didn't know what's going to be. Punk the Yidl asked, this guy's at the lowest, a low life. How much do you owe him? X amount of ruble, which was exactly, precisely the amount of money he had in his pocket for his zayna. Without batting an eyelash, he goes to the palace of the Poritz, pays the outstanding debt, he was Kovish Yitzri, and he went home empty handed. Is at that moment, said the Holy Chiddush Harim, there was a rash in Shemai. A group of malachim said, look at this person, the lowest of low. And he's Kuyvish Yitzhar Latoivis, other Yidin, who he never met before, never will meet after. From now on, he'll be Vachin of Sadiq, Sadiq Gudu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. Whatever he'll ask of heaven, his tefillahs will be in the sky. Then a group of Makatregim, the other side of the equation, said, this guy is you know what he could ask for? He could sell the for, right? It was a whole sikhsuk, a whole diyun in Shemayim. And they came ultimately to a pshar. Indeed, whatever he asks for, it will be his request will be granted. Or he will turn into a shikr, an alcoholic. And he won't appreciate that he has a zelcha kuyches. And therefore, both sides of the equation are equally satisfied. Is once there was a terrible gzardin on the Eden in Poland, so... And all the tzaddikim tried to be mamtik din, and they tried to pull Yeshuas to no avail. The Baal Shem Tov, another tzaddikim, sent two talmidim to this shtetl, where this guy who heaven decreed should become a shikr, who's vulgaring in the mud in between one pub and the other, put him in a cold shower, give him some black coffee, wake him up from his intoxication, and let him daven, v'kachoye, and the Gzeru was Nisbat. Said the Holy Chiddush Harim, that is the Koyach of Purim. Purim is a day, Vayayimah Melech, Le'ester, Mishnayayin, Mashay Losich, V'yinosin Loch. You could be Poyul, it's important in Sfarim HaDashim, there's no other day in the year where you could be Poyul Yeshua's more than Purim. Famous story in Amsterdam, where there was about, Amsterdam was built on canals and water, Vayayimah Mahim, is about to be flooded, and the King of Holland made a decree, everyone has to go to their respective houses of worship, pray, daven. But the Yidin, it was for Purim. The day they were going to Tainis, was on Purim. And Maaser Kech did not take any notice. They were eating and drinking. Kedin. Adaliyod. And suddenly the king sent his shluchim, and he says, the Yidin are freilich, and they're overall mitzvah samela. But miraculously, the water level rescinded and everyone was saved. Afterwards, the king called in the rabbi. Haitochen, you didn't, you're over in Gezeres HaMelech, so he said that you believe in the Bible, yeah. The Pasuk in the it says that the Vashtia Kados Einonis. If you didn't celebrate properly on Purim, no evil, no bad befalls us. He came, Yisad al HaMelech, al Kol Rav Beisoy, Lasid Kirsoyn Yishvish. On Purim, you could tap into the. There's no other day in the year where you have any equivalent. The whole idea of Purim, I have no time to elaborate, it's a whole shmuz in itself. The Yesuid of Purim is a day of tefillah, which is why the Sforim ask, why is it that in the Megillah, Yidin are called not Yisraelim, Yisrael, but Yehudim? Yehudim from the word Hido, from Davening. And the Koyach of tefillah, which is a whole shmuz in itself, in Kamekoyme, the koyach of tefillah, as you see in the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, who mesaken our tefillahs, there were also those who mevatel the koyach of Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara says in Megillah that kol ha-koyach of Avodah Zarah nikra Yehudi. And therefore tefillah is the yesoid of the Yom Tov of Purim. Where does this come from? I said a vort last week. Last week we started to read about the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Parshas Truma. So I said a vort. The Gemara says in the end of Masechta Tainis that Mishenichnas Odor Marbin Besimcha. So Odor Marbin Besimcha is Begimatria of Asuli Migdosh, which is also Begimatria, says the Mechayim, the Vision of the Rebbe, Teirah Gzulu Mokimecha. Which I'm not getting, I can explain it at length. But Pshat is, in the month of Adar, when you Marbin Besimcha, you repoil Teirah Gzulu Mokimecha. Let me just, even before I begin to explain this Gemara, which is just, what I'm saying now is just the introduction to the Shir, just briefly. The source of Mishnechnas Odor, who said it? Anybody know? Anyone remember? Who is the Bala Memra? There's the Gemara in Titus. Let's chafchof this. The Gemara says, Omar Rav Yehuda Breder Shmuel Bar Shelas, Omar Rav. Yehuda Bar Shelas, Rav Yehuda Bray, the son of Shmuel Bar Shelas, said the name of his Rebbe, Shmuel Bar Shelas' Rebbe, Rav. Kishem shemishinichnas od mimatim besimcha, kach mishinichnas odar marim. So the first question that hits me when I see a Gemara is, invariably, a member is always connected to the one who said it. Who said this statement? Omar Rav Yehuda Bray, Shmuel Bar Shelas, Omar Rav. What's the flow? Why did they Dafka say it? I mean, Rav lived hundreds of years after the story of Purim, after we have a month of Adar. Why did he Dafka discover? Yeah? Great. Back. Anyone know who Shmuel Bar Shelas was? So everybody should know. The Gemara in Gittin Daf Zayin, Sanhedrin Daf Samaches, the Gemara says, they, amongst other things, they bono shel Haman, lamdu teir v'nei brak. The biological grandchildren of Haman learned, and actually they taught Torah in Bnei Brak. In the Girsa of the Yankiv, and so in the Girsa of the Arizal Kuti Torah in Rishonim, Umanu, who were these Malamde Torah in Bnei Brak, who were descendants of Haman, Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas. I once gave a whole pilpul for I wrote about 50 pages on this years ago, and I was kind of in Italia, right? The whole sefer actually on this subject, L'churi Inalti Mekabel Gainer from Amalek. Gemara says, Nishbarach Shbaruch Hupkisi Yaakovet Shalei, Shem Yofi Echad Mikol HaUmas Eilun Lezgaya Shekablu Eisrim Yisrael, Umnei Beis Yisrael, Vami Beis HaMolech Vayikab. Yerol Kis Yudke, they just swore. So how could Hei Chetim Tzer Shul Vashelas? That is a gewaldige shmuz for another night. Spent hours in that. Okay? But he was descendant of Haman. So it's a half pilli plois. That who is the one who is Mepharsim to call Yisrael Lederis? That Mishenichnas Odor, the Odor which Haman wanted to make the final annihilation, the extermination of Klal Yisrael. V'nahapichu, and we celebrate that the Haman was swinging on the gallows. Who told us this? Rabbi Yehuda the Breder Shabashel, a descendant of Haman. By the way, anyone know what he did for what Shmuel Bar Shelas did for a profession? Derech Agav. Hello, Earth. Earth calling OJ. You should know this man. Like it's all over. It's Bomar Babasur Gemara and Ksuvis. All over the place. Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas is Malami Tinoikis. The Gemara in Daf Ches. And Baba Basra says, Umatztiki harab gechom leilam vod. Right? Amar Rav. Eilu Malami Tinoikis. Amarav ki goyin rishul b'shelos. Rav Shas in the Gemara Ksuvos, you find that Rav gave eitzes in chinuch to his talmid rishul b'shelos. He was a malamid tinoikus. Hello, why did he want to become a rebbe in yeshiva to get paid kadochus? Right, there's once I should say the principal here, but you have there's once a story that had a dinner in honor of the teachers, and the chairman lifts up his glass. He says, he wishes long life to all the, you know, long live their teachers. To which you hear a voice in the end of the hall, on what? Anyway, to cut a long story short, why did he become a Melamed Tinoikus? Because he's an Einikel, he's a Tikkun of a Zayda Haman. Haman went to base, after he made the Eitz, Chazal say, he went to base Mordechai. Right? At his house, not the shul down the road. Right? He went to base Mordechai. And he saw that with Tiloikis of Ramad, who was sitting there, Sakfa Efer, learning Torah, the Tzavtzefim in Torah, right? And he counted them, and there were 22,000 Tinekos of Bezraban. Look, Muridig Amais, it's like, whatever. I'm not going to read the whole story. But he put them in Shalshaloy, Shal Barzel, and he put guards guarding them. And tomorrow, before I kill anybody, I'm going to first kill Tinekos of Bezraban, because he knew the Kabbalah from Bilam. That calls man is a kol called Yankiv. Any that right? So Dafka to be misakin the chet of Haman, who started up with his nigger of his rabban, he became a malamed tinnikus. You with me? By the way, Reb Tzadik says in the priest, I'm telling you this parenthetically, in case you're in a pub quiz and they ask you this question. It's good to know, just generally for background information. When Shol HaMelech, Shol HaMelech is a Kodesh V'tor, Mishichon L'mayla Gavuya, he's like, how did the Pasuk say? No, but the Pasuk of Mara says, Ben Shon or Shol B'molchui, he had the Averis of a Tinik Ben Yoimui. Hello?
Yeah.
And this week's Haftorah, Parsha Zohar, he has a Yachmel Shol, and because of that, Agag comes out, from which Haman? Also, the Yemini, the Gemara says in Megillah, the whole Churban, the whole Haman comes out because Vikum to Shol Bechir Hashem, right? Should have Rachmonis and Amolik. Oyev Hashem Sinura. Says Reb Tzadik because Shol HaMelech Beruch HaKodesh saw the Nitzus of Shol Bar Shelos in Haman, and he knew he didn't want to, he had Rachmonis on him. There's a Nitzus of Gevaldik Kedushim. Therefore, he didn't kill him. So this is Shul Bar Shela, and the whole Arich is like a outcome relevant here. So the Chiddush in Shul Bar Shelas that I got, that's a Gevaldig Chiddush. The Einigel of Haman. Where is Rav? He picked this up from his Rebbe. Rav. Where does Rav come in the picture? So I thought to myself, I'm a simple guy. It's like, whatever. But what do I know about Rav? It's the Gemara in Gittin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, various places. The Gemara says, you know, when you sign a document, a ksuva, it's the apsa get. Yeah, hello? You write your name, right? Ben Rav Tzayir Kavra. He wouldn't sign his name. He made a picture of a fish. Hello? What's that fish? So the Tosfos is Chachavi Anglia, written by Chachavi Anglia, before the Girsh, right? He says, because it's based on a pasuk, V'yidgul l'roiv, altikul l'roiv el rav, rav is connected to a fish. The Rashbam and Baba Basra says, he liked fish. The Marshal and Chachma Shlomo says, Al-Asar, you know why he liked fish? Because it's based on the Gemara and Shabbos, Lav Kuf Yuches, Amun Beis. The Gemara says, V'karosel Shabbos Oynik, says the Novi Yeshaya. But Mema Angoy, what's Oynik Shabbos? Omar Rav Yehuda Braid Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas. That's what's good when a person like me, like someone said, your life is either an inspiration to others or a warning. I'm a warning, right? If you don't know too much, punkt of the Gemara. I remember the Gemara said, Omar Rav Yehuda Braid Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas. Omar Rav, same. Hello, right? B'mem Angui, tired, whatever. Shuman and Dogim Gedul. Rav is the one who ate big fish on Shabbos. So he was really into fish. Right? Therefore, when he signed the document, a legal document, he signed the erator fish. Hello. You do not have to be a rocket scientist. There's something up his leak, though. This is not Stam, you know. Where does fish come to that? What do you know about fish?
Mazalata.
What? Mazalata. Oh, that I got also. That I understood, yeah. Hayoi is that mazalata. Good thing you told me. When I start making sense, please, like, throw something at me. Hayoi is that mazal adar is dogim. And Rav is the one who was miyakir dogim. He signed with dogim, right? So therefore, he was the one who said, came out with the statement, Bishich says, Aldar, Marv is invisible. I don't understand a word of what I just said. Look at fish. Look at fish is here tonight. You know, what's going on? I don't know. Yeah? Hello? What? So one thing I know about fish is there, Agav, someone said, behind it was a nice word. Rav was the Rashi says in Beyad of Tess. Rav was the Rav in Jacob and Agula. He was like he's called Rav. Rav par excellence. Everyone in Bavel was a Talmud of Rav. Yeah. Remember, he went for 18 months to learn about Mumim Etel Rei Boker Psul. He's at the lowest of low because he was thirsty for another halacha to get a bekias in another area of Torah. He wasn't satisfied with what he knew. That the Gemara says is the nature of fish. Fish. Living in a sea, in a lake, whatever. Every time it rains, they come up to the surface to chop another drop. Not satisfied with what they had, they want more. That's one tchuna of Rav, comparable to fish. Nachazach, fish are a symbol in Sfarim HaKadosh, we'll talk about it later. Fish is a symbol of chesodim, rachm. Dogim stand for Yud Gimel Michle Derachm. Right, 13 attributes of divine mercy. Right, fish grow in water. Water is a symbol of chesed. Water goes from mamayim, go from a high place to a low place. The Gemara says in Titus, chesed. Fish represent the Eibishter's chesed, and therefore mishenichnas older marbin besimcha, because everybody knows the key to all brachas and yeshuas and refuas and all that we need in the year is Adar. That's well known. The Gemara says, "Sheineim shel aniyim is nesuis l'mikra megillah." Through mikra, you know, if you're a Kabbalist, you will know the two names of Parnosa are Pai Chatach. Familiar with this? As in the pasuk, Rosh Tevis and Soif Tevis Peseach is Yodecha, Rosh Tevis Pai and Soif Tevis Chatach. Two Shemus. When you have no Kabbalists in the audience here, what goes on here? Hello. Paichatach, which is gimatria al mikra megillah. That's why dogim is gimatria zon, which is gimatria lechem, which is three times shem avaya, etc., etc. As kiddu. So the source of brachas is what of is dogim. Okay, whatever. This is why it's a time for tefila befrat tzvor makdoshes b'ditav lev tefila for geula. Right, time of Mashiach. That's why I said Avosli Migdosh is also gematria Odor Marbin Besimcha, because building the third base of Migdosh is all connected to this koyach. Whatever. You won't remember anyway. Yeah, you got my drift so far. You're writing down. Yeah, this fits to a lot of other things. The din is on Purim. You're not medactic in Moi's Purim. Yishalmi and Megillah, Perek Dal. You give everybody. Kapoishit Yad Noisumli. And a Yoyuf to Eibishter is Mechuyev to keep his own Shulchan Aruch. So therefore I said, the Koyach of Tefillah is called Kapoishit Yad Noisumli. The Gaivet, Mesh Arifrayin Taich, called Kapoishit Yad on Purim, if you want to get rid of the Yad, Shenishtalcho Migdashecha, the Yad al Kase Yudke, that the Shem and the Kisei had incomplete, as Chazal say, the time to daven for geula, for redemption, for everything. But gashmius of ruchnius, that is on Purim. I don't even know. The Gemara says in the Doram Daftan Dalid. I'll tell you a story. Stories you don't remember. A fellow, a gentleman in Israel was going nebuch blind, and he went to the doctors, and the doctors said, "I can't help you. You put it in the next few months, you will lose your sight. You'll be a nebuch asagino rachman olzav." He went to the Lev Simcha, the Ger Rebbe at the time. And he's crying. The Ger Rebbe told him to go to a certain specialist they recommended. He went to this doctor, and the doctor confirmed what all the previous doctors said, you're going to go blind. came back to the Lev Simcha, he's crying his eyes out. Elam Choshech Badli, literally. And the Lev Simcha says, like, what can I do for you? All the doctors are unanimous, you know, in their opinion. And what can I do? I'm not a doctor. So he says, what do you mean you could do? So he said, Rebbe, Tzadik Gris Ba'Kodesh Ba'Kodesh Ba'Kodesh. Lev Simcha thought in a minute, and he said, okay. Like, he put him on a corner. He said, okay, eat fish every day. No? Nun Samachayin. What's Nun Samachayin? Gemara says in the Dorim, Nuna Sama Lein. Fish is a healing for the eyes. You eat fish every day, and Kachave, and the guy lived happily ever after, fully sight. Kind of problem. What's it? Nuna Sama Lein. Nuna Sama Lein. On this, on a ruchniistic level, which 2 months of the year represent the eyes? Nu chevra, furush bnei zosar, Tammuz and Av. Eini yordamay. Right? Nun. What does nun mean in Aramaic? Nun. Earth calling OJ. A nun. Fish. Nun fish. Like you think curry when I live in your house. Right? Nun is a fish. Right? Nun, the mazel odor dogim is samba. That's the medicine, the antidote for Tammuz and Av. I can tell you 1,000 verach. Right? So Beruchni is odor is a time when you undo the churvin. Right? Let's say one vor, it's a tifa vor. The Gemara in Tainis, Davches. You all know the Gemara. The Gemara says, in the days of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, there was kafna umusa, famine, pranosa, everyone dreared, right? Depression, inflation, whatever, yeah? And people are dying. And the Rabbanan had a call, an axiom, you can't daven for two things. You can't be mispal betarter. What would you daven for? For life or for wealth? To get rid of the rav, the kafna, the famine, lack of money, or for life? No, Rebbe. You would say life. Everyone also said that, except Rosh Hashanah. Yitzchak said, no, pray for guilt. If a prince will man the Yoav, Mizayin al-Chayu the Yosef. If the Abel is giving guilt, he's not giving you guilt to put it in your coffin. That you'll live also. And it's fascinating more. Says the Kodesh Magid, the Malchus Shnobel, or many, everyone says this word. When a Gezerah comes down from heaven, it comes down in letters. Lashon Kodesh tikkun letters. How do you say death in Lashon Kodesh? Mavus. How do you say famine? Rav, Reish Ayin Beis. Over every tziruf, the tzaddikim are balabatim over the world, over letters. They're able to extract from Reish Ayin Beis, Rav, they extract the ayin, and they very deftly pick it up and put it into the mavus, the death. So instead of Moves and Rav, you have Mo'ois Rav. Plenty of guilt. You're not going to die, and you're going to live, and you have Gvaldik Hashiras. And the Kodesh Magid teaches that's Pshat and Pasuk. Einei Hashem El Tzadikim. Tzadikim are Balabatim over the letter Ayin. Lahatzil, next words, Mimoves Navshom. Ulechayoysom Berov. So Sayim Yishuk, it's Poshut Divri Pi Chacham Chayim. It's like gorgeous, awesome. I could go spend 20 hours talking about this vort. This answers another 3 gazillion psukim and Mamar Chazal. But that's the bottom line. So by Nunda Samla Eina, when you have Mazel Odar Dogim, that becomes the healing for the Ayin. And you're able to get rid of the Rav and the Moves and bring Gesund and Parnosa and Nachas. Begashmi is Baruchdis, all the Kal Yisrael deeds. Okay? That's an introduction. So now I understand the Gemara. Right? Mishnah says Avdar, Marabim Bissim. Fine, great. That's by way of introduction. But let's go back to the Gemara. What did the Gemara say? Kishem Shemishnichnos Ov Mimatim Bissimcha Kach Mishnichnos Avdar, Marabim Bissim. Yeah? Could anyone ask? Everyone asked. The Gro, the Chsafsoifra, you name it. What does one thing got to do with the other? What's the kashay? Two separate, totally opposite dinim. Where does... Hello? You with me? Yeah. Say this for Magdishim. You see this not only like some theoretical interesting question, but Negei Laloch. Shulorch rules in Tavkuf Samach. Simple Laloch. When you make a Suda, right? You're never allowed to put on all of your fancy gold, silver, crystal, kalim, same time. That's Zechel Chorban. Like a woman can't wear all of her jewelry at one go. Says the Taz over there, in Tavkuf Samach in Sivkotin days, who had din not only in the Suda Sadar Shuls, but even in the Suda Mitzvah. You're making a bris, a bar mitzvah, a chasana, yontif. You also have to abide by this, even though it's a simcha of mitzvah, a simcha of Torah. You don't put all your fancy utensils on the table at the same time. You got to know this. It's your business. Yeah, hello? Nevertheless, Rabbi Yankov Emden Merk Tzio says, one time a year there's an exception to this. Purim. Because he used to simcha Purim is Adla Yoda without any restrictions, any limitations. On Purim, you put all your gold, silver, you give out. Shall is what? The simple answer is pshat is give out. Why is there no limitation on Purim? What are the shaykhs? The fact that it's Adol Yoda. The simple answer is you know why Chazal made is a strange halach of Adol Yoda, right? Everyone goes crazy. Whoa. Hello. Because just like Mordechai, the people of that generation who witnessed the redemption from Haman's evil decree, right, were Yidden who went through the Churban Beis HaMikdash. However much they're happy to be alive, right, but after seeing the Churban of Beis Kodesheinu V'Sefarteinu, and seeing the physical destruction of the Jewish people, what did the pasuk say in Ayin Tes? Shafchu damam chutz Yishalayim vein kuiver. They couldn't ever be misameach properly even when they saw the Revach Vatzolot on Purim. And therefore Chazal had to say you got to drink on Purim because otherwise you'll be so, that generation would have been so involved with the Churban, they couldn't motivate themselves to properly rejoice. It's sort of like there's a din in Shulchan Aruch when you bench. You're supposed to remove the knives. You know why you remove the knives when you bench off the table? The guy once was saying Rachim, right? And he was so distraught, he took a knife and lost his mind. He stabbed himself, killed himself. Out of Shiras HaKelim. Therefore, Chazal said, remove the knives. I want to ask you, with all due humility, anybody here a shaykh that you'll kill yourself because when you're saying Rachim and you're taking it so much to heart? So why do we have this minute today? Because when you say Rachim, at least take the knives off the table and remember there was once a guy, years ago, who took Churban Yerushalayim in the Golos Hashchin at the heart. To a terrible extent, but you should be shaking a bit. At least remind you of where Jews should be. Right? So therefore, but it's much deeper. But I sort of say for a new... Mary Penny Brandeis gave me a sefer from one of his whatever, guy called Daniel Gladstein from Cedars, New York. Very beautiful. He said a beautiful vort. Kumt ois, the simcha of Purim is mafkia the churban. It takes away from the churban. It destroys. It undoes the churban. How do I know? In the sefer Ezra, you ever learn sefer Ezra? I wonder if you're Haredi or not. Hello? Sefer Ezra. It's the back of it. It's in the Bible, you know. So in the Sefer of Ezra, in Kapitel Vov, the Chanukas Habayis of the second Beis HaMikdash, we may Ezra, right, took place in the month of Adar. Actually, Gimel Adar. And they celebrated for 3 weeks, because they were hoping, maybe this will be the final. Maybe the third Beis HaMikdash will come down, Boni, Meshukum, and Shemayim. From fire, whatever, maybe this will be, and it wasn't. But they were waiting, maybe. So it says the Malbim Al-Asar, the Chanukah Sabayas, the Beis HaMikdash HaMekuva, that will take place in the month of Adar. Also, Parashat 34, Nuna Samalein. It'll be the Ketivim. You with me? Shaila is why. What am I talking about? And what does it got to do with fish? So he says a beautiful vort. It's really, it's based on another contemporary rabbi, just was in Manchester a few weeks ago, Rabbi Pinchas Friedman. The bells are a shkele, brilliant fellow. He says a vort, tifa vort. Let's go off the subject, as rabbis generally do. All right? We're waiting for a third Beis HaMikdash. We had a Beis HaMikdash. Can anyone tell me succinctly, like in one line, a few words, what is the purpose of a Beis HaMikdash? What's the tachus? What's the kavanah? Why is there a mitzvah also in Mikdash? What? Atone for your sins, and he said Shechina.
That's the
Usually when a rabbi asks a question, in most cases, if you say machloik is usually right. Machloik is classic machloik is Rambam and Ramban. The Rambam says, mitzvah saseh is a positive biblical mitzvah, live in his bayis l'Hashem, muchon lius makriven b'karbonis v'choyigen elea gimul shalosh b'om b'shon. Mitzvah binyan abeis amigdosh is in order to what? Build a home, an abode for Hashem, in which you do the avoida, you makir of karbonis, and there are three pilgrimage festivals where you go to the base of the focal point of Kal Yisrael. Right? The Ramban says, nee. Yidin had a gilu of alikus, the Eivet just spoke to us, panamil, panamil, har Sinai. And the churib, b'mshech, hayoyevel, it's all over. And the Eibishter wanted to give permanence to Maimon Har Sinai, and therefore he said, we're going to capture the spirit of Sinai, the Gilui Shechina of Sinai, in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, I'm a simple guy, very low pay grade, right? Can anyone tell me the Pasuk is indicative of the Rambam Shita or the Ramban Shita? But also the Mikdash. Next words. Shechanti Pesach. B'churit, Mufurish in the Pasuk, like the Ramban, contrary to Rashi. Why does the Rambam hold what he holds? Hello? So, behektim, to understand this, let's go back to Purim for a minute. In the Purim narrative, right, everyone's trying to kill everybody, right? Yeah. How are they trying to assassinate their nemesis, their opponents? Hang. Always hang. If you're making a movie out of the story, make it a bit more interesting. Shooting, I don't know, whatever. Hello? Poisoning. There's a billion ways you could bump somebody off. Everything in the Megillah is all about hanging.
Yeah?
What?
Bits and Selish is attempted assassination of poisoning.
Nechamo?
Bits and Selish is attempted assassination
of
poisoning.
Yeah, but that's not like the major narrative of the story, if I remember correctly. It's like a side, peripheral issue. Yeah? Nechazach, can I ask you a question? Like, why is Purim called Purim? Al Shem, poor. What was the poor? That was the method that Haman chose which month to bump, which day to bump off the Jews. That's part of the Yeshua, part of the Torah. Why are you thinking that? You want to bump off the Jews. You're choosing the date for the final solution, right? Yeah? But who is part of the Torah, not part of the... Right? No, Chazal say, "Kol amoyedem asidim li bottle, chutz mipur Mashiach will come. All other yom tovim will be bottle. I mean, it'll still exist, but it'll be like bottle Mashiach, bottle Meya, bottle Elof, right? Except for Purim. Why is Purim going to always exist? V'zichron mayosav bizar. What's so special about it? Okay. Simple, basic, fundamental questions about the yom tov of Purim. Okay, so there's a famous vort of the Chasam Sofer." Which the Shalach Kodesh says, and the Sepurna says. Remember the story when Yosef meets up with his full brother, only full brother, Binyamin, after 22 years of being separated, bitter times. And what do? Each one falls on the other one's neck. People say, Binyamin, Bachal Tzavarov. What are they crying about? Why are they falling on each other's neck? A rather strange way of expression of endearment. So Chazal say, Rashi brings it, right? Binyamin was crying over the Mishkan Shilei in the Chelek of Binyamin. That's going to be destroyed of Binyamin, Bachal Tzavarov. And Yosef cried in his necks because the Beis HaMikdash was being safe of Shochen in the Chelek of Binyamin. Hello? why in the world, you're not going to be a genius, a rocket scientist, a Kabbalist to figure this out, why is the Beis HaMikdash called a neck? What does a neck do? A neck is supposed to be mechaber, the mind, the head, the intellect, and the heart, and the rest of the body. If you don't have that connection, then your neck could serve as a blockage. Hence, in your seder, but most people I know, unless you're Satmar or Spinka or whatever, visions, and most ordinary people that I know, at the seder plate, on the upper right-hand side of the seder plate, you do put something there to memory of the Karan Pesach. What do you put in your house? A chicken neck, right? Okay, why a neck? If you're Satmar, you put a wing, right? Flegel. In Spink, I think they put a drumstick. But in most houses, ordinary houses, they put a neck, a gorgel. Why a neck? So one of the famous simple interpretations I was told when I was knee-hard to grasshopper with short trousers, because parry, prey, resh, ayin, hay, scramble, you get the word ha'oiruf. The neck. So hagufa kasha, why is parry symbolized by a neck? Because someone who sees 10 makas time after time, and that which he knows doesn't affect his heart. That you're called a stiff-necked person. That's the oiruf, which is the opposite of what a tzovar should be. Hence, parry is immortalized by a neck. Hello? Yeah? So the purpose of Beis HaMikdash is the Eibush Avinu Shemayim is in heaven. You're down here in earth to connect heaven and earth to Eibush and the Welt. We got a Beis HaMikdash, the Tzavar. I'm going to ask you a simple klotzkash. Is it good to have a Tzavar or not? If you're living in a matzah of chashkus, something that connects you to Ruchnius, to Eibush, is very good. But the ultimate purpose, says the Sefurno, and says the Shalal Kodesh before him, and the Zofer at great length, ultimately the purpose will be that you shouldn't be, there's the Eibishter, and there's you down here, and we got to connect the Eibishter and you. Ultimately, what you want is what? V'shachanti b'seichel echad ve'echad, at the Al-Sheikh Zmar, that it becomes one, not two separate issues. And there's epis, a junction where you connect the two, but it becomes one. Therefore, when the Beis HaMikdash will be built by Mashiach or Min HaShemayim, whatever shita you decide to follow, the Beis HaMikdash will no longer be to be Mashkin the Shechina in the world. The Shechina will be in the world. Umola Oretz Deyas Hashem Kamayim Liyam B'chasim. You know which animal doesn't have a neck the size of fish? A chazer, a davaracher. Doesn't have a neck. You know why? Because in the famous vision of Daniel, four animals corresponding to the four Goliuzin, and the final one is our Golus, Golus Edoim, comes from Esav, right? As compared to Davar Acher, the Pasuk says, Yechasemenesh Chazir Miyor, the Ayin, Rashi Chazal say all over the place that Esav is compared to the Davar Acher, right? It also doesn't have a neck. Because all the other Shivam Umas, there's a nation down here, and they got a Sar, some kind of clipper upstairs, and that gives them vitality and Chayas. And Esav is not Epis attached to some. Esav is the personification. He's of the Sitra Achra, of the Samach Mem himself. He is evil himself. He doesn't need a neck. He is evil. Therefore, Chazar has no neck. Says the Holy Chasam Sofer, when when Yankov took the brachas, and Esav goes crying to his father Yitzchak, so his father says, sorry, Charlie, but you missed out. You lost. Ober v'hoya kasher torid ufarakta ulei me'al. Because Kol's man Esav Edlin was nicht netachas bnei Yisrael, like in Bayesh any time, right? You're mantic, you sweetened, you lessened the power of evil. Then Esav got a neck. V'hoya kasher torah, when Kol Yisrael falls in dred, then the chazer loses its neck and it goes back to its original pristine state of being without a neck, and then Kol Yisrael in dred and goes. Then we suffer terribly. You got my drift. Yeah? Asher Al Kain, the Rambam writes in Sefer Mitzvahs in Sherei Shashlishi, we only reckon in Taryag Mitzvahs, those mitzvahs which are Noyeg L'Doros. The mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdash, that should be the conduit, the vehicle through which Shechina comes down. But the Eibishter, Shamayim, and Oretz are two totally separate domains, which have a point of connection. The Zohar HaKadosh puts it, the Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, the Avin Shasi, is Mokim D'Neshika Shmayavara, the place where heaven and earth Ephes kiss. There's a mikdash. But only that point, and from there, yeah? When the third Beis HaMikdash of Mashiach will come, there'll be Kedusha all over the world. Then the Beis HaMikdash won't serve as a neck. The whole world will be full of Eibishter, of Kedusha. Therefore, the idea of a Shachanti Pesachim, like the Ramban, is not a mitzvah and a Heges B'deiris. If I had the time, which I don't, I would go through thousands of Nafkaminas L'Alocha between the Rambam and the Ramban. I give you a simple. Do you reckon the Kalim as a mitzvah, I say? Is there a mitzvah the same in a Torah of the 630 mitzvahs? To make an Oren, to make a Menorah, to make a Shulchan, to make a whatever, a Mizbeach. According to Rambam, no, it's all Nichlal in what? Vasuli Migdash. The Rambam Shittas, the whole mitzvah is what? To build a bayis for an Avodah. So all the Kalim are part of the general mitzvah. According to Rambam, name. According to Rambam, the mitzvah of Hashras HaShchina. The Avodah is separate. I have every Kalim, every utensil for the Avodah. The separate mitzvah, as I say. There's a whole nafkin mean if the mitzvah of building a bit of mitzvah, the mitzvah of the atzma, if it's only extra mitzvah for the Avodah. We can go into 1,000 different lundish. Enough of that. Hello? You with me so far? So this is the nafkin mean between... between the Rambam, in other words, when Mashiach will come, you won't need the Beis HaMikdash as a medium, as a conduit. Okay, and that is the story of Pur. When Haman went to Achashverosh, which is the final solution. Achashverosh, I don't want to set up with these Jew guys. Every time when someone starts with them, they miss the stuff. Look at Paroi. Look at the Laman Alf Melochim. Look at Sichin Ve'oig. Look at, you know, whatever. It's not. Not good for your health to start up with the Jews. To which Haman answered, but Medvar Mamurim, we even had a Beis HaMikdash. They were attached to the Eibishter. And now Yidden are detached. Hello? Yidden are detached. So now we could take the, you know, kill them, hakel, hashbid, haril, abid, and nothing will happen to us. Because now Haman is in the ascendancy. Esav, Amalek, evil, is in the ascendancy. And that's Gufa, Hefte from Zitracher, from Klippa, from evil. And the Jews are in Dred, right? Therefore, the whole race, this whole fight, this whole in the Megillah is who's going to behead who? Who's cutting off whose head? Who's going to detach head from the rest of the body? Will it be Haman for the Eden, for Mordechai? Or will it be Mordechai for Haman? That's the whole test. Right? And Heyoyza Baruch Hashem, we're here to tell the story, right? And Haman went swinging on the gallows, right? Is what do I learn from the story of Purim? That even in the darkest moments, and the Gzeira is already Nigzer, a Yid is still Be'etzem attached to a Yid, to the Eibishter, right? And that can never be destroyed. That's what's known in Sfarim HaKadoshim as the Sha'ar Nun. There's 49 gates of Bina, of understanding. Yellow. The 50th level is the level which in the neshama, which is in of every yid has, regardless of your marachit soyin. That's why Purim you wear masks, right? There's a 50th level which is indestructible, incorruptible. However you look superficially, over a yid always remains be'etzem attached to the revenge. And this level of the Sha'ar Nun is revealed on Purim. And that's the reason why Haman made an Eitz Gavoya. What do you need an Eitz Gavoya? Chamishim Amah. You know where, by the way, where he got his gallows from?
Teva.
Why the Teva? Because that's also the Hatzola of them from the Mabul was also the Hatzola of Sha'ar Nun. Whole world is Mayim Azidunim, all the decadence and immorality. The Sha'ar Nun saved Noach. Right? Yeah, I thought I could go on. Zocher Eis Asher Osa. Next word. Lucha. What the gematria of Lucha? 50. Asher Chishavla. Chishav is Chamish Misharibina. Etc. Billions of Ramos throughout the. To tap into that level which is in the indestructible Kedusha of every Yid, regardless of how he looks. B'chitzonis. We could talk about the whole Shmiz in itself, in the theme of Purim. That's why Purim is like, Knois is called Yudim. Avos Yisrael, Achdus Yisrael, despite superficial differences, but every Be'etzim remains holy. Okay. By the way, who was the one who told Achashverosh, hey, this, that there's the eights that Haman made in his back, in his court, right? Which is rage for Mordechai, Asher Dibur Teir Al Yehudim. Who was the one who said it? Chavoyna. Who was Chavoyna? Eliyahu. Why Eliyahu? He got nothing better to do with his life. Elio is like the one who answers all your fakest, whatever. Hello? Right? Who's going to come be pushed into Sufik? Elio. In the Gemara, something remains unresolved. You call it Teku. What is Teku short of? I know that also. Teku is short of Tikkun. It's missing the long Nun. Nizgala will be Nizgala, then Nun Sharibina. Then from the Teku, Eliyahu HaNavi will bring down the Sharanun. So who was the one who revealed the Eitz Gavoya? Chamishim Amo, which is the light of the Megillah. That's why the Chasam Sofer says a vort. I want to say if any rabbi in Manchester would say this vort, they'd be stoned to death and called a minah b'kiryas gofer. But the Chasam Sofer says this vort. Remember, the Mokar is Arizal. There is more, a greater Gilui Elikus in Megillas Esther than there is a Chamishim Shiteru. Hello, are you like, that's awesome. It's like, hello, what do you do with your work? Because all the other are Giluyim from Madregas. The Megillus Esther is Megala de Sharanun. By the way, in many synagogues in Manchester at least, they don't say Tachton today because it was Zion Olam. What? You do say, whatever. And the Babashi also say, whatever. But in my shul, they don't. They're very firm in my shul. No, very. What does Moshe Rabbeinu got to do with this whole business? He's also connected to water. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu connected to water? Chesed. He went to Miami, which is you. Just tell you, et cetera, et cetera. What else do you know about Moshe Rabbeinu? Okay, water. How's Moshe Rabbeinu connected to fish? It's fish or water. I don't know. It says, Vatachsureyu ma'at. Kulam nimsru l'Moshe, chutz miyach. Right? The 50 gates of understanding, all were given to Moshe except for one. So why didn't the Gemara just say there were the 50 gates of wisdom, and 49 were given to Moshe? They're all given to Moshe except for one. It's rather like, you know, going out there to express yourself. So tzaddikim say that the result, the M is all 50 gates were originally given to Moshe, and that was the matzav of man before the downfall of the Chet Yetzadas. And it was taken away by Matan Torah. Right? Paskus u'amosim. We're back to Adam HaRishon in Gan Eden prior to the downfall. And then we sin. The Gemara says, Pasuk, Arshpin Tilim. If I'm not mistaken, if one of the days of the week we say it. Ani amarti elikim atem ve'elion kuchem. Right? There's no death. There's no kolos. There's no b'zeyas apecha. Right? Ober then chibaltem maseichem. Ochim ka'odem temusum le'echar asar n'tipayim. You messed up. You with me? Yeah? So Moshe had all 50 levels. Through the Chet Egel, he lost one of them. Right? Where did Moshe Rabbeinu... Tell you another, just while I'm talking. Where did Moshe Rabbeinu pass away? A place called Arvois? Mayuv. What is the gematria of Mayuv? Mem Vav Aleph Beis? What? Whoever says that should not be an accountant. 49. But then the Abra said, go on a mountain called Har Nivoi. Nivoi stands for Nun Boi. The last moment of his life, Moshe Rabbeinu was once again granted the 50th level. By the way, you know who else in history had the 50th gate of understanding? Two people I can think of without even... There's more, but whatever. A fellow called Yeshua. What's the next word? Bin Nun. Why do you call him Bin and not Ben? Bin means to understand. Yeshua bin Nun, he understood the 50th gate. And therefore he was the one, his most memorable accomplishment of good old Joshua was what? He crossed a river called the Yarden, which is Yorad Nun. Now you go from Moab 49, Yarden, and you go into the Promised Land. Yeshua bin Nun. And Rabbi Kiva, of course, with another Yeshua. Hello. Yeah? And therefore, the Zayin Odor, which is the mocker of the whole... Remember the Gemara said about Haman with the poor fellow in Adar? He rejoiced. But because he knew that was the month that Moshe died, but he didn't know that Moshe was... He knew that, right? He didn't know that Moshe was died on Zayin Odor, but he was born on Zayin Odor. In most people's lives, are you born before you die, or you die before you're born? Most people are born before they die. The Gemara, though, says, B'zayin ba'odar, Moshe died. B'zayin ba'odar, he was dead. The order is upside down. What? What he didn't know was that after Moshe died, he was reborn again. One of the reasons why, because Moshe is in the heart of every Jew. And we're still dovuk to Moshe. And therefore, the day of Histalkus of Moshe, Zayin Odor, right? That gives chayis, where Odor becomes an auspicious month. And the Jews, the whole victory of Purim is connected to Zayin Odor. That itself is another whole shmuz itself. You'll invite me before Zayin Odor one year. I'll tell you about Zayin Odor. Hello? Based on all of the above, all this hakdoma, let me ask you something. In your house, the minig is to have fish on Shabbos? Yeah? Bah, 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 bah. The Hashem to move to Mezhbush because there was fish there. Not the number of other cities. Because he wanted to make sure there's fish. So Dikim of Chava fish, like Gvalt. The Shlomo Kaliner, Miss Aaron says, someone who doesn't eat fish on Shabbos is more chomer than that the Gemara says in Daf Peches, not in Yuma, the end, Yidda Kol Hashana Kula Chazru. It's awesome. Fish is very important. So Mamrish, Tzadikim, the Achonis to fish, etc. Oh, by the way, speaking of fish, you know Tzadikim had a great Achonis to make fish out of Shabbos, like whatever. Where do you find in the Gemara that someone salted the fish on Erev Shabbos? Rabba. Right? Good morning, Shabbat of Kufites. Rabba Moloch Shibuta. Hello? Why did he, of all the fish in the world, a gazillion types of fish, why did he salt the Shibuta type of fish? What do you know about Shibuta? Hello? Earth is the Mamash Gemara Chulam. The Gemara says everything that's osur, that's prohibited, has an equal equivalent, which is mutter. The Abish to asur dam, right? And it was mater covid, liver, which tastes like blood. He asked chazer, and it was mater the shibuta, and the moyach of shibuta, right, tastes just like chazer. This is not just dam. This is significant. And the chazer is like a personification of klipa. The dag represents the connection to kedusha, which is essential. You got my drift, off? The essence, the kedusha of a yid, which will only be in this galah when Mashiach comes, but it's be'etzem vir, right? That's represented by the shibuta. Okay, tzaddikim were very akiter masa. Tzaddikim were very, very mechaviv to have fish and shabbos. Why? Okay, but who was the one who salted the fish? Rava. Here, Rava is Gimatria Banachayim Azeno. Which is why having children, health, and wealth, which represents Avram Yitzchak Yankov, Avram Vehemin, he had children, right? Yitzchak is wealth, Yofa is the zevel of Yitzchak, and the wealth of Avimelech, and Yankov is a life. Yankovina Lemes, etc., etc., Kushtakoya, etc. Yeah, hello. Yeah? Right, fish. Fish is very important. Rav, Banachayim is in. What is special about fish? Why do we have fish in Shabbos? Can anyone tell me? There must be 37,000 reasons for it. And the simplest level is, of all the things, animals that God created on the Thursday of Maaseh Bereishis, which is the only one that was blessed by God Almighty Himself? Fish. Pruvu, yeah? Fish. What else? What was blessed on Friday?
Man.
What was blessed on Shabbos? There are only three blessings in Bereishis.
Shabbos!
Therefore, the Eibishter said, with the principle of the Chut HaMeshulash Shlebim Heiri Yenatek, right? Take that which is blessed on Thursday, man who is blessed on Friday, and Erev Shabbos, and on Shabbos, the Chovet Shabbos, Ayinik Shabbos, eat fish. Three times Baruch. That's the reason, by the way, the B'nai Sosper Taich is, many people have a custom that on Shalosh Shudas, like the third meal on Shabbos, hello? Yes? We sing a psalm called Mizmer LeDavid. Hello? Psalm 23. If you're like, whatever, of the English persuasion. Yeah? And you say the pasuk Bin Ois Desha Yar Bitzeni. Desha stands for?
Dog Shabbos Adam.
Dog Shabbos Adam. Very good. And through that, Zalmeim, very good. You must have a Chassidish DNA somewhere. Almei Menuchas Yalem, is that you can't do Shabbos? Which sits at three brachas. Hello? Yeah, by the way, how many just out of how many words are there in Mizmor LeDavid? 57. Gematria Dagim. Hello, just by the way. And there are exactly 222 letters, which is Borech. Right? Yes? That's why certain people have the minig, they say Mizmor LeDavid, they repeat it three times. Because it connected to three brachas. And have you ever seen, like, have you been to a Rebbe Shetish? Some of the Polish Rebbes, they have, I don't know, there's a minig, I've seen it many places. The Rebbe has like hadasim. Three hadasim, which he spells. Because chut hamishulish, chut times three is gematria hadas. 69. Work it out. Yeah? That's one Indian of fish. Three brachas. Huh?
Esther.
Nechamo.
Hadas
is three times chut. Chut HaMashulash. Okay, anyway. That's besides the point. Totally irrelevant to your general life. But whatever. Okay. Another Indian of fish. It's mechusa. It's covered over. It represents Olam Haba. You're not, your eyes aren't open to the world. You're totally enveloped in Kedusha. Right? You don't really, I was just reading a biography of Chaim Kanievsky. You don't really got to know everything about the whole world. You don't got to live your life with your eyes open. Right? I once saw one tzaddik and one said, I forgot who it was, when they invented television, he said, Vishchisem, Vasisem, Pesel, next word, Tmunaskol. There's a Pesel of Tmunaskol, which you see everything in it. It could be the people, I've seen people, I don't have it myself, but the Mishinkalach, right, where you could see in Manchester, you know, every Lashon Hora, whatever, you're going on in Yerushalayim, and every politic, every, who said you have to know everything about what's going on, every Lashon Hora, every Mikvanayis, in Borough Park, whatever, you have to know everything. So, a great rabbi, a friend of mine actually, said a Meridi Gavort, he said, how big was Adam Bri? How tall was Adam? I'm telling you this, by the way, Darko, Musar, because Musar is Gematria Dvash, by the way. How tall was Adam Arishan? Mahalach Tavkuf Shana, the Gemara says, like, you know, from here to heaven. But that depends if you're vertical or horizontal. You could be vertical, and your head could be in the heavens. But if you're lying down, you could be in one place and be all over the world. Every Lashon Hara, every ridiculous shtickle politic, right? You have a chuyuv to know everything. How do you like that for a bombadika chiddush? The more you're mechusa in the mayim, right? The less you're in the welt, the more holy and pure you become. That's number two. And therefore, fish with the. Remember when Chava gave to Adam the forbidden fruit, right? But even Gam, says Rashi, Chazal, Gemara, Gam, the rabbis, all the other chayis and behemoths in the world, she also gave from the Eitz Hadas. The only thing that didn't eat from the Eitz Hadas were
fish.
Therefore, later when it came to Mabul, and the Abish heard everything. The only one that wasn't mashkin, wasn't mekalkel, wasn't poigim, were fish. Because fish never sinned the chatchila. So fish are a symbol of what? Kedush, tara, purity. Right? Shabbos is a holy day. Fish also, what else do you know about fish? Tzadikim or miskalkel fish. Fish don't have eyelids and eye, what do you call the thing here?
Eyelashes.
Which is a symbol of the Ashkocha of the Abish. It's all one word. Fish is compared to Tayr. No? You are in Brochas Tafayin over there? With Bikiva? And yeah? With the Shul? What? Daf Samachayel, Aleph. Samacham Aleph. Yeah? Moshe Lashul, right? Come on dry land, right? We'll join you. So fish is a symbol of Torah. When a person is enveloped, surrounded with Kedusha, with Torah, and he has Ashkocha, and he's open to the Abish, is open to him, etc. All of these symbolisms are fish. Why? Just to end off, because when you're totally subdued, when you're you, and the Abish is the Abish, Shemayim is Shemayim, and Oretz is Oretz, two totally separate domains, so you're affected by your surroundings, but through cultural osmosis. But when you're fish, you don't have a tzavar. What you are is something, a heftz of Kedusha, and that's what at least you strive for. Right? I'll just end though. I was speaking last night at the Chasana. I was speaking with the people next to me. Yeah.
Why?
Because just Ov represents churban, destruction. A hefzik in the Chibur. Other is the mamish, the aleph dar, bringing the abishur into the equation, the aleph alufish leilim, the abishur into the equation, where there's not only no hefzik, and there's a point of connection, right? But you're totally subsumed with this kedusha. This kedusha of the aleph permeates everywhere. I've had time to say dalid and reish, whatever. Dar. Okay, good. Echad, acher, what?
Yeah, a fiddle from Rabbi Chazan.
I've never said an original word in my entire life, I don't think.
B'nei Sosra.
Whatever, yeah, it's... I'm a plagiarizer. Except that there's someone who said, a plagiarizer is someone who steals from one person. A researcher is someone who steals from many. Right? I'm a researcher. I research and I steal from everybody. From the best people, actually. Dalid is a chod, right? Reish is a hair, right?
Adar does
just the opposite. Adar is the lowliest month, the furthest month from Nisan, which is Nes. So you think it's like Adar is related to the Hebrew word Adereseir, said by good old Esav. Hello, concealment. Esther is Haster. Right, but in Judaism, as Rabbi Artscroll says. He's read it to Rabbi Google, the same, he went to say Besmedish, right? He knows everything, right? Rabbi Google. And Rabbi Artscroll says in one of the Akdamas, the preface of Jewish history is not linear, it's secular. It goes around. So instead of Adar being further away from Nisan, it's the Mismach, Gula Lagula, which is other, Simcha says Rashi, Yimei, Simcha, other in Nisan. You go back to the beginning. But the tiefkeit of Adar is even when you're furthest away, and Kedusha could permeate even in Dred, right? That's the kunst. There's nothing separate. There are people in life. Just the Musar Haskell is there are people in life. I live my life. I come to Daf Yomi. I'm into Daf Yomi. Then I go play tennis. Then I live in compartments, right? Shabbos Azoy Sunday. They pick and choose. Which part of Yiddishkeit interests me? There are those people who are academics. There's certain people who like learning Gemara, myself included. I could put hand on heart and say, "Lule seros chashashuai." If I wouldn't have learning, I would crack up. I would push it. Take me the guys who come from the funny farm and take me away in a straitjacket. The tzoras that I see every day, I have no idea. I'm like unbearable, intolerable. Right? I like learning. At 3 o'clock in the morning, my favorite time of the day. I'm in my office. All the mishugoyim, the nudniks are all sleeping. I could get on with my life. Right? It's the best time. Right? So, one person is this way inclined. Another person is a yid. I'll tell you a story. I'll finish with the story. But it's such a powerful story. You're not going to like it. You'll never invite me here again. Whatever. Many years ago, I was sitting at a bar mitzvah of a friend of mine's son. And there was another speaker who was speaking before me. I started telling you this story. I didn't finish it. What happened was, the guy was a very nice guy. I have great cover for me. He's a really nice mechanech and elchid. But he told the little bar mitzvah boy, a Mutzer Haskel, and he told him that there was once a great tzaddik in Yerushalayim called Arya Levin. You heard of him? Tzaddik in our time, in our books. And once Erev Yom HaKodesh, he went with his eldest son, B'choyer, it was Chaim Yankov, and he went to one of the Gedolei Yerushalayim, the Krinigarov, right? They got a brach, as is customary. And the Krinigarov told him that when he was a Rav in Litta, in his shtetl, there was a Wasserträger, a water carrier, right? Which is the lowliest of professions, like a used car salesman today. I don't know if maybe like the lowest one, right? What?
It's the reason why they're going about the water carriers.
Whatever, but you have to work from before dawn to late at night, no time to learn, no time to, what do you know what I'm saying? It's like, you get paid kadochas, like, you know. So, he wanted to give it up. He went to the Rav, poured out his heart. The Rav says, so shrayin dreimol, three times you should scream, ich will werden a gadol. I want to be a gadol b'teira, and the Eivish will mali mishalat l'chotein. So the Wasserträger screamed, ich will werden a gadol, and Kachave gave up his life as a water carrier, became a Yeshiv Oil, a Koeliger man, and was stark matzliach learn. Atka. So the Rav told the oldest son, the Bechir of the Rabbi Levin, right, today's Erev Yom HaKadosh, today's Ratzin, three times, Ich will werden a Godel, and you will be successful. Somehow this little boy, said the Rav, could not motivate himself to scream, Ich will werden a Godel. And he failed. He became a failure, a nobody, an unsuccessful person. So the rabbi finished his drasha, the bar mitzvah boy. Hey, Yoyis, that wa, today is your bar mitzvah. The Shari Shemayim are open. Give a geshrei, draimol, Ich will werden a Godel. And the Eibishter will, you'll succeed. That was the speech. I'm the next speaker. I hated this story. Hate the horror. First of all, Chassidim, I'm a chassid, by the way. Maybe incognito, but whatever. But any word, any sentence that starts with the word ich is already terif. I always say sin. How do you spell sin in English? S-I-N. The inside, the toich of every aveira is the I, the ego, the self. Ich will werden a godl. Where in the world does it say that a person will to be a godl? There's certain laws, and I hate to say it, I'm American. I once, like, there was a kid who was kicked out of, they would not let this kid in school because his father wore a big black velvet yarmulke, but he didn't have the rim around it. I don't think your school has it. No? But this school, if you didn't have the rim around the velvet yarmulke, you were kicked out of school. You couldn't, we don't need schutzim in our school. So I was very friendly with one. Speak to the Rav, Hashemach Zichasal Guru. I said, I'm a total amoritz. I don't deny it. Where could you show me? In Archaim, Yerideya, Evan Ezra, Chush Mishpat, where it discusses this rim. Like, what? Since when did that become the Evan Abuyut and the Yiddishkeit? Hashem was crying. He was very angry about the story. So where does it say anyone should have to be a godel? You have to be, it's be an Evan Hashem, to devote your life to give Nachas Ruach to the Bashefer. That's what it's about. You're not going to be, I don't care if you're a garbage picker, if you're whatever, you're doing the Rasan Hashem, this is what Ashkocha, whatever you're doing, do it to give the Eibush and Nachas, you're great. I didn't like the story. So I got up, I'm the next speaker, and I said to this great rabbi, Mevchilus kveite Ros Charoma, offer any tachas kapis reglecha, I'm going to drive a holy law, But hello, you said this rabbi who couldn't scream Ich will werden a Godel als Kind, right? He became a nobody. He failed. I knew him. How did I know him? He was my sandik and my bris. Moreover, he was the Masadik Kedushin of my parents' chasen. Right? I want to tell you about this nobody who totally unsuccessful. When he learned in Eitz Chaim Yerushalayim, the Shiver, this is Alan Meltzer, the Baal Evan Ezel, right? Said on him that he's Mishichme Lemaila Gavoya. From all his chaverim, the safsul and his mensch, he's head and shoulders above all his contemporaries. You know who his chavrusa was at the time? A young man by the name of Shlomo Zalman Erbach. His other chavrusa was another fellow called named Rav Eliyoshev, who later became his shogar. He married the daughter of Raylan. And all the Gedolei Yerushalayim were in that class. And Rabbi Zalman said his Mishichron Lamalagavay. When he reached age, Rabbi Ari Levin was learning in Lita, right? And his Rebbe, Rabbi Baruch Beer, was like not happy that he's leaving him and going to Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Arya promised his Rebbe, Bli Neder, I'll go to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, I'll get married. Emunas Hashem, if I will have a son, I will send him to the Rebbe to learn. And he sent him to communist to learn. And when this Chaim Yankov, nobody's loser, when he learned in communists, he was called the Ilui of Yerushalayim. And he learned Chavrusa, guess who with whom? Rabbi Acher. So every time today, at Seif Kol HaDeiros, at Yeshiva Baruch, learning about Rabbi Acher Shmuel, this Gehor of it was ironed out in this Chavrusa shop in Rabbi Acher Beir. I later found out that Rabbi Acher Beir was so impressed with him, he sent him to his Rebbe, Rabbi Chaim. My father was born in Kamenitz. His father was born in Brisk. And I learned that Brisk, Kamenitz is actually a suburb of Brisk. Therefore, Rabbi Acher Beir moved the Yeshiva to Kamenitz. He wanted to be besvivus of his Rebbe, Rabbi Chaim. He was like inseparable. He was so enthralled, Rabbi Acher Beir, with his Talmud, he sent it to Rabbi Chaim. Rabbi Chaim was so out of his mind with the goyness, the Ilyushkeit of this Chaim Yankov, he wanted to take him as an Edom for his daughter. Not bad. Rabbi Chaim Brisker, like a Sarah Torah, one of the greatest people ever lived on planet Earth. Hello? What happened was, the Shidduch Liestayan Milsa, because he wanted to go back to his father, Rabbi Arya. His uncle was a Tzvipas of Frank, his whole family was Yishayat Tzrol. And Rabbi Chaim's daughter didn't want to leave her father, who was the Sarah Torah. So the Shidduch didn't work out. But Rabbi Chaim wanted to take him as an Edom. Later he moved to America, Misavi Vasivis, and he wrote a sefer. I have this for him. Alright? He wrote a sefer, and he sent his first sefer to Rabbi Acher Beir. Rabbi Acher Beir spent a whole night learning the sefer cover to cover. And in the morning, he took a minion of Talmidim, and he made 7 hakafas around the bima with his Talmud sefer. With Molly Vagodr symbol. So I said to this Rosh Hashiva fellow, I said, if you would write a sefer, I would write a sefer, I would highly doubt Rabbi Acher Beir go dancing around 7 times a day. And I said, you should know, when he passed away, all of the clocks in the house immediately stopped. They went dead at the Zman of Yetzias HaNesham. And when his Yedid Minoyer, Yerushalayim, his Alman, his Chavrusa, came to Menachem Oval, the family told him about this, like, it doesn't happen every day. And Rosh Hashanah pointed to a Gemara in Beah that the nefesh of a tzaddik is a mashpia on the doim and the whole family, the kinyonim, and therefore it's no big deal. Like, it's not, like, nothing to be like. He understood if he knew who the man was. This is the nobody who couldn't scream ich will ver nagol. And later I found out that when the story became publicized, Rosh Hashanah said, er daf nishrayin ich will ver nagol. He is a godel. That's what Rosh Hashanah said. Anyway, Akitzur Masa, but it bothered me. Why do you think he didn't succeed in life? Because you never heard of him. Why didn't you hear of him? I said, I was there personally. My eyes sore. I was in, my father of a shalom took me to him once. We lived far away. He was our rov. And I saw the telegram. You don't know what telegram is today. This yellow thing from Western Union, right? Stop. He was offered to become the Rav HaRoshi of Yerushalayim. And they didn't accept it. But at the end of his life, he went to Pardes Chana, a little hick town somewhere near Netanya. Like a little, why didn't my Rav become Rav Yerushalayim? It's like a very chosh of a position. It's like second only to Holy Law. You know? Why didn't he get this job? And then I found out what happened was, he heard there was another fellow, Umad, who wanted the job, and they gave it to him, to Rav Chaim Yankov. But he remembered when he was a little with a young man, and Rabbi Arya Levin comes home like in the wee hours of the morning, and he said he just saw an almona who was darning socks l'er halavona by moonlight. And he asked her, "What are you doing at 1 o'clock in the morning, darning socks?" So she said she has a son. He's in cheder, and the cheder Rebbe said, "Your son is brilliant. He could become lilana ravrava, right? Or in order for him to succeed, he has to chazer over. Problem is, her husband died. She's an almona, and the boy is the yosef." Right? Who's going to learn with him? So she took in extra people's verschlunkene socks to fix up, to darn, to make a few piasta, to get him a younger man to learn with her son. This boy grew up, he went to Hebron Yeshiva, became a fellow by the name of Psal Jolt, who I knew well. he came to our kollel for 2 weeks, whatever. I live in Australia. And when Chaim Yankov heard that, Rabbi Sal Zsolti, who was Nizgadl through the mysterious nefesh of Amama, he could have the job. I'm withdraw. He doesn't want. So I said, and what happened to Chaim Yankov? His father was a tzaddik. His mother was a tzaddikis. For Semis. Hello? What happened with the prayers of his parents for his godless? So I told the story. I'll give you one more minute. There was, in the olden days, like in, you know, Mekedem, in Amsterdam, they used to print a new chumash, a new druk, every year. And the front page was a sharblot. You know, like a gate. And in the olden days, the artist used to make a picture of Moshe and Aaron. One side Moshe, one side Aaron. And one crazy artist, some lunatic, made a picture of Moshe Rabbeinu, but a giant, very, very tall, a Berlanga Lokshin, very skinny, like a Lokshin, you know, like a... On the other side was Aaron, short, midget, fat and dumpy, round. And I was like, who is this? What kind of machine? Gets says, like a dank, like a picture of Moshe and Aaron that way, you know? So the Ben Yisoscher, it's filled with Melchavdin, it's an Altar Yipshat, very simple. The Gemara says, now, Roya, how tall was Moshe Rabbeinu?
10 amas
tall. You know how tall 10 amas is? Double the largest, the tallest center in the NBA in America, in basketball. The biggest shroud, so like, you know, at least double. Even if Chaim knows you. Hello? How tall was Aaron? He kindled the menorah. Taki can't put his hand higher than the sits. Okay, the line is like. But when he lit the menorah, he needed a ladder. He needed like a steps. How tall was the menorah? Huh? A little less than 18 tvachim, 17 and whatever, and change. Tvachim. Hello? He must have been a midget. So Moshe was a giant, the Gemara says, and Aaron was a midget. Problem is, Rashi says, who Moshe of Aaron? Who Aaron of Moshe? Says Rashi, Melamed, Shishkulim. How could they be Shkulim if he's a giant and he's a midget? So it must be in total volume. So Moshe was very, very tall, right? But it must have been very skinny. And Aaron was short, Al-Karchum was Mizogin, but he was round and fat and dumpy. So therefore, in total volume, they're equal. Everyone laughed, like you guys are doing now. That Teresvi, who's called the Sarbe Sazoyer, was there. Said, in this vort, Rosen and Rotten Rosen. The deepest secrets of Teresvi. I don't know what the secrets are, I'm a simple guy, right? But simply, I understand Pshatl, Derech HaDrush, right? There's a godless of being a Moshe Rabbeinu, there's vertical godless, and there's horizontal godless. The gods of being a Moshe Rabbeinu, going up to a mountain and eating for 40 days and 40 nights, and I don't know, whatever, being an Ishalikim. And there's a godless of horizontal godless of an Aaron HaKohen, Oyev Shalom, Roidev Shalom, Oyev Sabriz, Mekarvan Latoyer. And the vort is Malamit Yishkulim Haim, that a Yid has no right to pick which area of Torah that I'm putting. A Yid has to learn Bavli and Yushalmi and Kol Torah Kulo. A Yid has to have Avodah Satfilo. A Yid has to have Midas Toivis Ben Olachaveri. You cannot pick and choose Yiddishkeit. That is the message of a fish. There's no tzavar. No little points of connection. It's that Yid has to be engrossed in the mayim of Torah, the mayim of Chesed, and the mayim of Kedusha V'tara, right? And then you're able to achieve that these days of Adar become takamard, mishenichnas Adar. The Chassidish Prat doesn't say when Adar arrives, when Adar comes in the calendar. Mishanichnus Odor, when you take the lesson of Odor, Mazel Odor Dogim, and you bring it into your mind and your heart and the rest of your being, then you take a marbin besimcha, besimcha's gimachius machshava, and then the Abish the Helfin that these days become Yimei Simcha, and Lehuda Mesa Eir of the Simcha, Vesosin Vyakar, came to Yelam. Sorry for keeping you guys over time. You machshuli on Baltosif, I don't know what.
Can't be about tasting for an Adar. Can't be about tasting for an Adar. Purim's the
whole
year. Okay. Now, I was saying that at the Hadass. Hadassah is Esther.
I got it also. Yeah. You heard it. No. Okay. No.